a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
How's it going, Lindsay? I'm doing well. How are you?
So good. Your stores down there are just gorgeous.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
I mean, you walk in and they feel like home.
Thank
you.
And
you're in a store, but you walk in and you're like, okay, I'll take one of everything because I need my home to look like this.
You're a sweetheart. You know what? We're having so much fun. It is our 20th anniversary this year of being in business. This is homegrown. This started with me and going to people's homes and telling them that their sofa was ugly and they needed a new one.
Which is why I've never let Heather in my house.
This is broken. Your cushions are falling off and they're sagging and you need help. So let me help you love your home again. And it doesn't always have to be a sofa. It can be pillows. It can be maybe the smell of your home. It can be new paint on the wall. There's so many things that you can do to improve your home. We offer not only furnishings, but also interior design services. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes started yesterday. It's going on right now. And it's your lucky day because the first two people that come into the Lehigh store and the Orem store will each receive free tickets. Wow. So score. It's going to be a great time. It's, Houzz and Pinterest come to life. Go to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. There are some really fantastic homes and they range, I think the price was, it's 200 square foot container. So they call them little tiny homes, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. They have those on display. And then they also have, I think the house is like over $10 million.
Jeez.
Oh no, it's going to be great. Today we also have Drew Armstrong from Armstrong and Flinders back on the show. Welcome, Drew.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
So fun. You're a great friend and also one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And we always love having your input and you are in the trenches 24/7. You know what's going on in the market. And not only do you help other people buy and sell their homes, but you're also a real estate investor yourself. So we'll get into some of that too.
That's how we realtors retire eventually.
if you're smart, that's what you're doing. Get in the market because you really have access to the latest and greatest of what's coming in and out. So good on you. Drew, what's going on in the market? Interest rates just went up.
They went up a little bit. It's not the end of the world, that's for sure. I mean, every time that they've gone up, I'm surprised. But the reason that they keep going up is because everything keeps charging forward and they're worried about inflation continuing to be too high. And this is, I mean, it's a blunt hammer kind of tool in terms of trying to slow the economy down. And it's affecting things. I mean, last year in June, inflation rate was 9%, and this past June it was 3%. So last month they had a key indicator come out and they looked at it and said, well, 3%, their target is 2%. So they raised them just a little bit again, but it's, that little bit, every little bit matters and it counts. And it has, I know I've talked to my bankers and they're like, yeah, these developers are putting, different developments on hold and things like that due to the fact that the interest rates are where they are. But, it has some unintended consequences is what you see a lot. And the home builders, honestly, are super busy right now. And you go, well, and this is nationwide, not just in Utah, where we have a little bit of a different demographic. We're so young here, 5 years younger than the next youngest state, which is Idaho, on average. And so you know, we look at our housing needs are a little different, but nationally, the home builders are doing really well. The housing starts are up. It's interesting to look at that, and you're going, well, why is that? Well, the reason it is because a lot of people are looking at the new interest rate and they're going, well, I refinanced at one point or another and my rate's under 3%. And they're looking at, a 6.5% or 7% mortgage at this point, and they're going, yeah. And I mean, literally the difference is about, you know, if just as an example, if you look at what that difference in the interest rate buys you in about a $700,000 house, the difference between a 3% rate and a 6.5% rate is about $170,000 worth of home of payment. So people are like, you know, I think I'll wait. I'm just going to, yeah, we sure could use another bedroom, but we're going to hold off for a little bit. And so not enough new construction, not enough homes are coming along, and we have more inventory than we did like 2 years ago for sure, but there's not enough to satisfy the demand, and the builders are smart. And so a lot of the builders, you know, we're working with Ivory, we're working with D.R. Horton on some, Edge, almost every one of them are offering rate buy down incentives. So you just get and they're getting smart, because one of the reasons that people weren't willing to do new construction to begin with the rates going up as quickly as they weren't certain what the rate would be when they got done.
Right.
And that's scary, because it's like, well, what, you know, if it's 2 or 3% more and I put $100,000 worth of extras into the house, you know, up front of my own money, and now I'm no longer going to qualify for the house because that $170,000 difference between, you know, the interest rate kind of thing, that scared a lot of people off. But at this point, the builders have gotten smart, and they're doing rate buy downs and they're doing rate locks. And so it kind of hedges the bet. It makes it so that you kind of cover yourself to make sure that the risk is managed, and they're doing well.
And I think these Utah builders are just picking such great locations to do developments. There's clubhouses, there's all the amenities. You're in the latest and greatest areas, the Daybreak area. Vineyard is coming on strong. I know Boyer Company, we recently had them on, and I think they said that they own 170 acres that will be planned there. And it's just incredible. It almost made me want to live there. It's so beautiful.
Harriman and Lehi, everything that's between the south end of Salt Lake County and the north end of Utah County is just booming. And I mean, some of it, I've got a client right now that just got a job, and she's going to be a nurse at the new Primary Children's Hospital in Lehi.
Exactly.
And so she's relocating here from out of state, and she's getting trained at regular Primary Children's up in Salt Lake right now. But she got hired for the new hospital. So we have people that are still coming in, and we still have a lot of housing need. And not a lot of variety, not the variety that you would expect, considering, you know, everybody is supposed to be able to, you know, everything's supposed to be a lot slower than you would anticipate that it actually is.
It's so true. So, and who doesn't want a brand new home?
Yeah.
Right? It's the American dream.
Right.
If you're choosing between a 20-year-old home and a brand new home with a 3 or 4 or 5 car garage, I mean, it sounds very enticing.
It is.
Especially with the interest rates where those builders are buying those down and offering those incentives. It's very, very, very attractive.
Well, not only that, the builders and the developers are paying attention to what customers want, not just in terms of the house, but in the way the development's laid out. And, you know, we get people that want, you know, they still want a pretty big house, but they don't want the yard, or they want a xeriscaped yard or whatever, something that they don't have to pay that much attention to and take care of. It's like, I just want a 10 by 10 for my dog to pee on in the backyard. And that's it. That's the end of the grass. And we're seeing homes in the parade that have like AstroTurf lawns, right?
You know, 100%. So
I guess AstroTurf's not really what you'd call it these days, but
yeah.
they're making product that actually fits what the clientele want. And there are, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are people that are like, I want a half an acre, you know, but sure. But there are not a lot of people that really want to deal with that these days. It's like, eh, I want a yard, but I don't want that much of a yard. I'd rather have a garage, right?
Yeah. And I think garages seem to be all the trend right now. Garages, storage, swimming pools. I'm seeing a huge trend for people wanting swimming pools, indoor basketball courts, you know, in the luxury home market. Those are huge hot topics. People are staying home more and they want entertaining space. They want their kids. I mean, if you're my age, you want your kids to come back on Sunday dinners and entertain and have space and have everyone be comfortable. I can't wait to have grandkids someday. You know, so you're planning ahead for those. And the bunk rooms are all the rage, which is super fun. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Drew Armstrong from Armstrong and Flinders on the show with us. We're talking about anything and everything in the real estate market. And then, of course, we love to just really focus on what's going on in Utah and hopefully give you some tips and tricks to make a lot of money here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. They are gorgeous. I highly recommend while you're out running errands today, you swing by. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. I'm learning a lot today. You know that I want to get into investing in real estate, but it's that like first initial, like, how do I get my first house? How do I get the down payment for the first one? Like,
right.
I'm not in a position to do that right now. And so I constantly have envy when I come and listen to you guys talk about how important it is.
Okay, Heather, how did you get the down payment for your first house? Investment property.
Okay,
how did you do it?
Let's talk about that. We're going to have so much fun. We love real estate in Utah. We love helping people buy and sell homes. You know, as an interior designer, I get to help people remodel homes and build homes and all those things. Today, we have Drew Armstrong from Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, back on the show with us. Drew and I go way back as far as, you know, when I first started in...
Almost 30 years.
I know. We're really old.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy because I'm only 29, so I don't know how long.
Age is just a number, you know?
Yeah. But we started selling real estate, and I initially ended up getting my real estate's license because I needed a down payment for our very first home. We were newly married. We wanted to buy a home. We needed a 3% down payment. My husband had a great job. We had like $5,000 in the bank and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was not enough. And so I took the 90-hour course and was able to pass the state test and had money for the down payment. And what we did is we bought a little house with an unfinished basement and I think it was about $4,000, which was all the money that we had in the bank, basically. I mean, we had a little food money, but that was it. Finished the basement. We purchased used cabinets, used carpet, everything, the appliances we actually found online as well. They were being ripped out of an apartment complex, which is even more alarming because those are trash to, you know, we were grateful for them. But, you know, if an apartment complex is ripping them out, they're probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
But we repainted them all. And we lived in the basement and it was super cute and fun and we loved it and we were grateful for it. And we rented the entire upstairs for our mortgage payment.
There you go.
So basically we had to pay for utilities and food, which was great, which helped us, you know, basically save money so that we could invest in the second one. So 6 months later, we bought our second home. Then we purchased our third and our fourth. And we actually ended up owning 33 homes that we just rented out. So that was kind of my husband's full-time job, was just being a glorified landlord and did construction.
Okay, now how do you do it when you both you and your spouse have a full-time job and can't do real estate as a full-time job?
Okay, there's other ways to do it.
Yes.
And I mean, it's interesting because I want to tell you about my kids, because I'm so proud of my son-in-law and my kids. When they, before they got married, they got their first place with a basement apartment. So, but no, I mean, with my first one, I did two things. One, I was a real estate agent, so I got a little bit of a discount essentially there. But what I actually did is I said, give me a 5% commission on this one and I won't hit you up on the price. And then I still had to come up with the 20% down for the 25% down. And I borrowed that out of my house. Mm. During when we had the big downturn, I did one where I actually came up with a down payment on credit cards for a house. Cause I mean, that's the only way I could do it at that time.
So if you're not owner occupied, you have to have a larger down payment, just so everyone knows what we're talking about.
20% sometimes. If it's a house instead of a duplex or
fourplex,
you can do 20% down.
It's really a substantial amount.
It is.
Right?
It,
for most people.
And the reason that the banks ask for that is because they give you the very best situation to get into something when you're buying it with the intent of it being your primary residence, because that's the least risk to the bank. It's like you always start thinking, okay, what would I give up first, right? And so the ones that, like, if you buy raw land, it's usually they'll lend 50% because they're like, okay, that's the one that if everything hits the fan, they're going to let go first.
Right.
And so they slowly bring it back depending on what it is to a larger or smaller down payments, and the interest rate changes depending on what you get. But I borrowed money out of my house and the
like
first
a home equity line.
Equity line and to be the down payment for the first duplex that I bought. And that first duplex, I still own it. And I bought it in 2001, I think, 2001 or 2002, for $147,000. And between the additional interest rate for the home equity line and the 7% rate that I got on the duplex at the time, even at $147,000, the rents did not cover by about, and $250 a month is different than it was back then. I mean, that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, if there was a $200,000 house I could get right now, then I might consider it. But that's not really an option.
Now how much is it worth now? $700?
It's worth about $760 at this point. But here's the thing, is that in order for me to buy that, I subsidized it and I fed it money because the rents would not cover it for a couple of years.
So you had to keep that long-term view that this was a long-term investment and I might eat it on the front end. But
the equity pays off and the tax write-offs and all of that.
Yeah, but I knew that was the case. I knew that it was in such – that one was in such a good location. That's one of the reasons I still own it, that I just kept holding on and waiting with that one. And it took me about 2.5 years before a refinance to a lower rate and raising the rents a bit covered. And then it was easy. But I mean, my first ones, I did all the maintenance on and I had to, you know, I couldn't afford to hire somebody else to go do that.
So. Yeah. And oftentimes it's just paint and carpet that a lot of these distressed properties need. And so you can go in, do some very minimal remodeling and be able to rent them out and have some great equity, and it will be a great investment. Not only is it fantastic to invest in Utah as a local investor, but even out of state, people are coming in and doing the same. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have a special guest today, Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres. Heather Osmond's with me. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs with her stores in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, I always learn a lot on this show. show. I always leave the show feeling motivated. Either I need to remodel my house, or I need to invest, or I need to get a can of paint. You just always inspire me to freshen up my space.
We have way too much fun on this show. We talk everything about real estate, not only in Utah, but also what's going on nationally. It's so great to not only help buyers and sellers to help, you know, purchase homes, but also invest in real estate. I have made more money investing in real estate than I ever have selling sofas and sectionals and bedroom sets. Mm-hmm. So we own all of our own buildings. It's been such a blessing. And real estate just continues to climb, even despite increased interest rates. We have Drew Armstrong on the show with us today to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market, maybe some of your own personal experiences of helping clients. Take it away, Drew.
Well, in the last segment, we were talking about how we got into our very first ones. And right now, with the rates being as high as they are, it's like, well, do you want to sell all your real estate now because the rates are so high? And
no, I want to hold on to it.
You want to hold on to it.
Hold on to all my real estate. I wish I would have bought more.
Isn't this the time to sell because all the prices are crashing?
Yeah.
They're not.
They're not.
Though. That's the thing, is that right now, you might have to subsidize the interest. Well, their interest rate's high enough, you might have to subsidize your payment in order to make things cover. But here's the thing, is that I always tell my investor clients when they come and buy something and we're looking for something together, is that inflation is a landlord's best friend.
So true.
Because what doesn't inflate is your monthly payment.
Yeah.
So that stays the same. If you get to a position where the rate massively changes, you refinance it. You're just buying it from yourself at a lower interest rate. So that's a smart thing. So if your payment stays the same or will go down, because as long as you don't put anything more on it, it's going to go down. If your payment stays the same or goes down and your rents go up, and they go up when people can't afford a house because young families or whatever, they can't qualify, they become renters when otherwise they possibly could be a home buyer. And so we've got a lot of pressure on the rental market at this point due to the fact that people can't go buy their first townhouse as readily as they were able to a couple of years ago. And so rents go up. It's part of the inflation that they're trying to slow down, but it also is real estate, so it's affected by it. And it kind of creates a really nice problem for landlords to have. The other thing is that even during the massive downturn that we had, my investment properties really didn't lose much money, much value.
Right.
So in the Great Recession, they didn't change in value very much because people look at what the capitalization rate is of it, and they're like, oh, I'll buy that because it generates money every month instead of losing money every month. And so it actually propped up even like our condo market didn't go as low as you would have thought that it would have even during the Great Recession because people could rent those things out at some points. I had some friends that there were areas of the country where they did crash a little bit more, and they bought a ton. They bought them, and they cash flowed really well the day they got into them. They were making money.
Wow.
We didn't see a whole lot of that here because the prices didn't crash that hard.
It's so true. And don't we all just need a little more mailbox money where the renter just mails the check and you pick it up and you cash it? I mean, not to obviously have everything be sunshine and roses, because as a landlord, there are challenges and you always need a rainy day fund. But the positives far outweigh the negatives, in my opinion.
For sure.
So we actually, my husband and I at the time, we sold 33 of our rental properties and we invested into assisted livings.
Right.
And then we owned those for several years, 3, 4, 5 years, I guess, depending on which one. And then we invested in commercial shopping centers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you consolidate those because it gets to the point where it's a lot of management. right? Yeah. I mean, if you've got 30 houses, that means you probably have 45 toilets that could plug.
More,
right?
Toilets, yeah.
Maybe more. And so it's like, well, who's dealing with all that?
Yeah.
And so then you start looking at, I mean, I know a lot of people that end up with 50 houses or whatever, and you either have to put them with property management, and sometimes, I mean, that might relieve the pressure a little bit for a clogged toilet, but it certainly doesn't take care of the eaves need to be painted on this one this year and that one needs a roof and all that. You still have to manage that and chase it. And so it's one of those things right now that my partner and I are working on rolling over a bunch of these old masonry duplexes that we have into other types of investment. And part of it is that we're getting older and we want less work to have to deal with in terms of management. Because I told my kids, and I told you I'd tell the story about my kids. I love my son-in-law because he's so smart this way. But we would go and we'd be fixing these places or repainting one at late at night. And I'd have other people do it too. Yeah. But that's something that I would regularly do. And my kids would sit there and say, why do we have to do this? And I'm like, that's our Disneyland money. but I'd also tell them that the thing is that when we do that, you know, I'd explain to them, it give me an opportunity to teach them how to work.
You're such a good dad, Drew. Look at you.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
But it also gave me an opportunity to teach them how investing worked.
Right.
And it was funny because my son-in-law, you know, I mean, my daughter met him up. She was going to Utah State at the time and stuff. And he did not know me that well. And his dad is a nurse up in Ogden. And he owns about 30 doors.
Wow.
And, you know, as soon as I hear that as a dad, I'm like, he's coming from the right background.
Dang right.
Because he's thinking right.
That's
right?
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
So like a month before they got married, he went and he bought a little house that is right up above Ben Lomond High School that has a basement apartment. And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, yeah, she's picking the right guy.
He's a winner.
Well, between that, he also drives this, he showed up, he had this diesel Chevy Malibu that had been on a dealer's lot and has little golf ball divots from hail all over the top of it. And he bought it brand new for half the price because of that. I'm like, man, I love this kid.
I love that kid. Yeah. That's so cute. You know, commercial real estate in Utah is still booming. It's amazing how we will build commercial real estate and it will be leased before it's even done, which is incredible.
Unless it's office space right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We're talking shopping centers,
yeah.
retail
yeah.
shopping
no,
centers.
Retail,
people
for sure.
still need places to eat. You know, those Fizz,
yep.
the Swigs, all of those are just still killing it. Drive-thrus are killing it. Office is struggling terribly. Industrial storage is killing it.
Oh, my gosh.
They're leased.
I couldn't believe it. We've got a business that needs a big warehouse, you know, like an $8, $9 million place. And it's $200 a foot for a metal building.
Wow.
I'm astounded. It's like, how can this be? But they need it. And they're doing really, I mean, this is a HVAC company. And they need the room and they need the space. And they mostly do commercial themselves. And they're growing. And it's like, well, we have to have it.
Yeah. Some other things that people maybe don't always think about are cemeteries. So if you check with your city, see where the needs are, those are a great investment. Mobile home parks.
Wow.
Billboard signs. I mean, there are so many great opportunities for
real
estate.
Storage units.
Storage units, yes. Yeah. And then, of course, residential, like we're talking about. Drew, you're getting a construction loan just this week?
Yeah, this week. I'm
closing on that.
I always say, I've told my clients for years, I'm always looking for more good debt.
Yeah. And this one's what?
This
just upwards of
four,
how much?
$4.5 $5 million.
That's good debt. Yeah for this week.
Ouch.
Good on you. So, you know, if the best real estate agents in the state of Utah are still investing, you probably are pretty safe. You guys know what you're doing. You do your research. There are great deals to be found in any market.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's the small local banks that do the construction lending. And the one thing that I have found very interesting, because when we go looking for a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac underwritten loan, they're most of the time they're all within like an eighth of a percent of each other in terms of what the actual fee is to the consumer. We're not finding that the case when you go look for big construction loans or things like that. There's massive differences, like almost 3% differences in rates sometimes. And you have to pay attention and dot your I's and cross your T's and do your due diligence in terms of that. But I mean, when you're just buying a condo, it's not, you know, and it you go with the one that you feel is going to get it done and has a good reputation and people, you know, maybe if your family's used that lender for years, then they will pay special attention to you. Or if your realtor has, they'll pay special attention and take really good care of you. And so that's one of those things that we pay attention to there. But man, when you start getting into a $5 million construction loan, you start looking at swings that are $100,000 swings in what that loan's going to cost. And it's kind of crazy.
No doubt about it. You know, Central Bank, we have to give them a shout out. Yeah, we really support they support the community and they support this real estate show. And mm-hmm. we couldn't do this without them. They not only do construction loans, they do new home loans. They do mm-hmm. smart money saving plans for kids.
And commercial lending.
Commercial lending.
Good commercial
lending. They're
my SBA
bank.
Stuff.
They've done all of our financing ever since, you know, we started, which is 30 plus years ago. And I've always done such a great job. I've bragged to Drew, you know, you provide them the documentation. No, you typically have an approval in the next week.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
absolutely.
Incredible. They do in-house approvals. They're not sending it out of state. I love supporting businesses that are local, homegrown.
Absolutely.
I know that these people work really hard. I know how hard I work in my own business. And so I love that support and love being a team member with them. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes is going on right now. Definitely do not miss that. Some of the greatest.
When does it end?
So it ends August 12th.
Okay.
And it's your lucky day because two people are going to receive free tickets today. So head on into the Lehigh and my Orem Osmond design stores. First person to get there will pick up those free tickets. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. She runs the stores in Lehigh and in Orem, huge interior design and furniture stores. And Heather, I learn stuff from you every day. And there's two things I think that you cannot do on this show. One is call a couch a sofa. And the other
sorry. You got that wrong.
No, you have to call it a sofa. See, I can't even do it right. You have to call it a sofa. It's not a couch.
It's not a couch. It's like saying we was. Yeah. It's just not okay.
Couch is a swear word.
If you're in the industry, it's a sofa. And so now when people say that today, you're just going to laugh because you heard it on the Kids Real Estate Show.
It has to
All
be a sofa.
All my kids know that. They tell their friends. It's really funny.
It's not a couch. It's a sofa.
It's a sofa.
The other thing is you have to have pillows that karate chop.
It's mandatory.
Yep, it's
you just
mandatory,
cannot
so.
Have frisbee pillows.
If you learn no other
they
things.
They don't throw well.
That's the point, Drew. But the great thing is, you know, you're going to spend a little bit more. It's a great investment, but they're going to look great in a year, 2 years, 5 years, okay. 10 years. You
so
know.
If I've got a nasty old cat. I mean, sofa.
Don't what? Call it a
It's sofa. A couch now at my house because it's nasty. And I need a new sofa.
You need a sofa.
And I go in. And so if I go in, because I'm thinking maybe I could be the first one in and get the free tickets to the
Absolutely.
Salt Lake Parade of Homes.
Yeah, so you're eligible, Drew. Go do
right,
it.
Right. So if I head in there real quick and I grab my tickets and then I go browse and I accidentally fall asleep on a sofa in the back of the store. Is that going to be a
problem? Find your favorite one
I mean,
and just
testing
fall asleep.
It out.
If you sleep in it, you buy it. That's
yes.
the sign. That's
no,
it. That Osmond
if
Designs.
If you drool on it, you buy it. And I could buy a fluffy
Please
pillow.
Don't.
But I don't
yes.
want to necessarily by the couch. That's the whole point. I want to
the
see
sofa,
if it feels
Drew, the sofa.
The sofa. I got to get rid of the nasty couch and buy a beautiful sofa.
Okay, you guys, I'm just saying we have high end,
yeah.
we have low end, and we have lots of price points in the middle. So we definitely cater to builders and first time home buyers. We have those $499, $599, $799, $999 yeah. sofas, but we also have very expensive ones
very
with
nice
lots
ones.
Of designer fabrics, and you can get as crazy as you want. We do all those high-end homes in Park City and Holiday and Alpine and all over the state,
awesome.
Which we love. So definitely come in. The great thing is you're not going to have the same thing as seven of your neighbors if you shop at Osmond Designs, which we're pretty proud of.
We've bought a lot of furniture at Osmond.
I think your whole house is Osmond Designs.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the other thing that I've bought a lot of at Osmond Designs is carpet.
Yes, you have.
A lot of carpet.
So, Shaw, you know, Mohawk, the best brands, hardwood floors, all the good stuff.
Yeah, I bought a lot of that stuff.
Your wife buys a lot of candles, too.
Yeah, she does.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Tell her to get a Pura, right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, we sell those as well. Yeah. So those are cool diffusers. You know, those are the oils with the reeds in the jars. Yep. And so you don't always have to have that flame going. It's great with kids. You just tuck them behind, you know, a picture frame on a bookcase and... I love, you know, it wasn't too long ago, maybe a couple of months ago, I had an Amazon truck driver come to my home and I just saw him walking up. So I opened the door and he said, "Your home smells so incredible. Where did you get that? What is that?" And I said, "Oh, Osmond Designs."
Right.
He said, "I'm stopping there." He didn't know I owned it or anything, but it was so funny.
That's hilarious.
But when it's springtime, it's fun to have your home smell
fresh. Oh, it's
fresh.
Always fun.
And, yes.
To
and
have
then
your home smell fresh.
We're going into fall, you guys. So gear up, you know, all those pumpkin and apple spice and all those yummy cinnamons are coming back strong. So that's kind of fun.
I
too.
Love the wallflower ones. Those little scent things that stick in the wall, and it's that they have the best smells. Although I've gotten some from Wallflower that, like, I got some that was like a fireplace smell, and it was too strong. It was like, it smells like my house was burning down.
don't do that. You know what's great about the Puras is they don't have the oil that leaks onto the hardwood floor that sometimes stains
or your carpet.
So that's a great thing to do. Always at Osmond Designs. No one beats our prices on anything that we sell. We have the best designer brands in the entire country. So, you know, keep that in mind. And we're having a 20% off sale, lowest mark prices. So that's always super fun because it's our 20th anniversary this year.
I can't believe we're that old. I mean, I can't believe all these people I hang out with got so old.
I know. Who is that?
And then go get your free Parade of Homes tickets at Osmond Designs.
Free Parade of Homes tickets. We're sure excited about the homes that we have furniture in at the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. It's going on now. It goes until August 12th. The tickets are $20 per ticket and you get a free lanyard, a free bag as well. So that's always fun at Osmond Designs. We love doing the real estate show. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we've given you some really great tips today, not only about what's going on in the market, but also hopefully inspiring you to be an investor and call Drew Armstrong and his partner, Matthew Flinders, who, you know, we'll give him an excuse today. He's not here. He's out partying and working hard.
Our website's utahrealestate.net. That's our company name. So you can find us that way easy. So.
You guys are killing it in the industry. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll be back next week.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.